Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. There is dramatic change occurring in American healthcare. Across the country, healthcare systems are focused on ways to reduce variation in care, improve patient safety, and more effectively use health information technology to improve clinical decision-making and outcomes. The military health system isn't immune to such changes. In fact, within the military, there are additional imperatives for designing an integrated health system, which includes more joint operations, as a way to meet its aim of readiness, improving the health and care of its people, and doing this while managing costs. With the creation of the Defense Health Agency, DOD has taken a step in this direction. The Defense Health Agency is a starting point for comprehensive enterprise-wide reform. It is a leading example of how DOD will seek to modernize and integrate its system of care, creating a stronger, better, and more resilient military health system for the future. How is the Defense Health Agency changing the way DOD delivers healthcare? What are some of the key challenges faced in restructuring such a complex system? And how is the Defense Health Agency transforming its health information technology portfolio? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Lieutenant General Douglas Robb, Director of the Defense Health Agency. General, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you very much for the invitation and a chance to talk about what I consider to be pretty exciting, and that's the rollout, implementation, and stand-up of the Defense Health Agency.
I'd like to understand a little bit more about DHA. Why was it created? What's its mission, and where do you see it going?
We have actually had about 17 studies since 1942 that have looked at, is there a better way to deliver health care in the military health care system? Throughout those years, you know, there was a recommendation, usually something along the lines of a more unified structure or a more centralization of the delivery of services. For whatever reason, many of those opportunities didn't materialize. But about 3 years ago, we were asked by Deputy Secretary of Defense to take a look once again. Hey, is there a better way to deliver health care in the military health service? And our task force came up with a recommendation that we create a Defense Health Agency. Mm-hmm. It took momentum. It took root. And as a result, we're well on our way to becoming fully operational capable in 1 October 2015.
So to get a sense of the scale of operation, could you tell us how the Defense Health Agency, how it's organized, the overall size of its budget, the number of full-time employees, and in a sense, your geographical footprint?
Absolutely. We're organized around six directorates. I am the director of the Defense Health Agency, and we have 4,000 employees. We have a geographical footprint. The majority of us are right here in the National Capital Region. But we also have folks that work for us in San Antonio, Denver, San Diego, Chicago, even Germany, and out in Japan. Budget's about $15 billion per year. We have an incredible mission to support the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines medical services to ensure that that they are able to deliver quality health care to our beneficiaries.
So you've given us a sense of the larger organization, and you mentioned you are the director, the leader of the Defense Health Agency. Could you tell us a little bit more about your specific duties and responsibilities, and how do you support the overall mission of the Department of Defense?
Absolutely. Our agency is what we call a combat support agency. And that's a designation by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And that's important because at the end of the day, I am accountable to the chairman and to the combatant commanders to ensure that we support the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine medical services to support our combatant commanders and their forces. Our motto is medically ready forces, ready medical forces. So that's everything we do when we get up in the morning till the time we go home. And I would argue often at night when I'm trying to fall asleep is, what can we do to, again, ensure that our Chief of Staff of the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy, and the Marine Corps have medically ready forces and ready medical forces so they can support the combatant commanders and our Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
So, General Robb, this might be a loaded question given the fact you're leading a stand-up organization. But what are the top, say, three management challenges you've faced in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, one is building the plane as you fly it. Yeah. And We are being responsible to deliver services while we create the organization that does that. But that's not as hard as one would think, because the folks we have working for us, the dedication of those folks, and the initiative of those folks working together as a team, that synergy, I think, is coming out loud and clear. One of the other issues, as you can imagine, standing up a new organization at a time when we're downsizing post-conflict, the normal cycle routine downsizing from post-conflict. And then also as we, as a nation, debate what is the size of our force going to look like post-conflict. In other words, what can the nation afford? So you could imagine that there's not any appetite to grow anything.
Yeah.
There's not an appetite to grow anything. So what I think is important to understand here, and this is a great point in time to bring this up, folks would say, hey, you're just creating another layer of organization, you know, another headquarters. And that's not the case. Every single person that comes in our organization is a net loss from the Army, Navy, or the Air Force, either from their end strength or from their headquarters staff. So it is basically a zero-sum game here. Mm-hmm. So that's also, again, a challenge to build, a zero-sum game. So we're also looking at, not only are we not going to grow as an entity, as a military health system, we are looking for efficiencies that we ought to be able to shrink, especially in the headquarters overhead.
So, General, you mentioned that the Defense Health Agency was created on October 1 of last year. And I want to understand, what, since you've taken over the role of director, what has surprised you most?
I would say, and this is not a bad surprise to have, by the way, is that I have been absolutely impressed with the caliber of folks who are working in our organization. Whenever you start out a new organization, you know you got the whole change management, you've got the cultural change, you've got the shift, but it's fascinating to see that the folks that are in or in the organization we call the Defense Health Agency, many of those folks have been thinking along, you know, this way for a long time. You know, to a T, I'll have folks coming up to me and say, "We should have been doing this 10 years ago," because they see the opportunity to create what I call the synergistic effect of the joint environment back in the garrison. So there is no shortage of people who understand where we need to go, and there's no shortage of people out there that are dedicated to make that happen. And then I've got some of the senior folks. You know, sometimes you worry about the senior folks that, you know, they're stuck in their ways. I got folks that, again, unsolicited, to come up to me and say, you know, I have never been more excited to come to work than I am today. Because they, again, they're excited about the challenge. They're excited about where we're going. They believe in where we're going. And they believe we're going to be a better, stronger, and more relevant military health system because of what we're doing here in the Defense Health Agency.
So I want to better understand your leadership style and the key principles that continue to inform your efforts. Would you outline some of your key leadership principles and illustrate for us how you've applied them during your career?
Well, in the military, it's you always ask the question, which is more important, the mission or the people? And I would argue, actually, it's not that hard to make that decision, because it's mission first. People always. I'm a firm believer that if you take care of your people, they'll take care of the mission. You know, and if you take care of the mission will take care of your people. And I always tell my folks, when you have a tough problem in front of you, at the end of the day, you say, you know, what is right and what is wrong. But if you focus on the patient, then everything else is going to sort out. And so when I, you know, we can use the patient as, again, I mean, in medicine, you use that as an analogy, but whatever the problem is, you focus on the problem is, and usually you'll come to the right answer. And I always tell my folks, you know, we need to do the right thing, even if it's the harder thing to do.
What are the strategic priorities for the Defense Health Agency? We will ask Lieutenant General Douglas Robb, Director of the Defense Health Agency, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.